Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And most of all, we do thank God for prayer. Praise the Lord. We want to go into prayer. Praise God. There's been a lot that's gone on over this past week. Praise the Lord. And we just want to spend a few moments in prayer. Praise God, praying for the needs of the people. Praise God. And one of the things the Lord has put on my heart this morning is that we pray for our leaders. We want to pray for those that are in leadership. Praise God, just as I was just meditating this morning on the Lord and just asking him the direction. Praise God. Our leaders need to be strengthened, beloved, and we do this through prayer. We do this through just encouraging and uplifting, praise God. So we do want to spend a few moments, praise God, lifting up our leaders. Praise God, we want to pray for those that are bereaved today. Praise God, I'm pretty sure that you all know, those that are listening, praise God, of the death of Whitney Houston, and we want to pray for their family, for her family today, as they prepare to memorialize her and funeralize her today. We want to pray strength for the family, for those that will be in attendance of the service, for her daughter and her mother and all of the family. Praise God. This was a tragic loss that hit the nation. Praise God. We just want to remember all of those today in prayer. Praise God. And all of the bereaved, there are a lot of bereaved families today and that have lost dear loved ones. So we're encouraging you to just stop a few moments and let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity that we can come and we can pray and we can seek your face. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. And we ask as we go into prayer this morning that, Lord, you would lead, that you would guide us, that you would direct us, Father, that you would give strength to your people. Give strength, Father, where strength is needed. And, Father, you come alongside and help. We love you today and we appreciate you for all, God, that you're doing. Father God, we just lift up our leaders today. We pray for strength because your word declares that we are to pray, and we're to supplicate, and we're to intercede on behalf of those that are in leadership. So, Father God, we lift up our local governments today. We lift up all of those leaders. We lift up, Father God, our president. We lift up, Father God, all those that are in office on the natural. But, Father, we also lift up our pastors, our apostles, our prophets, our evangelists. We lift up those that are in ministerial leadership today. And Father, we pray for strength. We pray, God, that you would give wisdom to your people. Father, we recognize that as we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, and we recognize that without you, God, we can do nothing, and we need your help on today. So we pray that you would give wisdom to those in leadership, every apostle that's leading in ministry that is founding works, that is overseeing works. We pray for wisdom. We pray, Father God, that you would give direction. We pray, Father God, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, those that are on the field, the missionaries that are on the field, that you would give strength and that you would give provision, Father God, because you, God, are the one that when we pray and we cry unto you, you hear us and you answer prayer. So we thank you, Father God, and we acknowledge you in all of our ways. God, and in doing this, we know that you will direct our path. We place the blood of Jesus Christ upon our leaders today. Father God, from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Lord, we ask that you would cause them to be sober, be alert in every decision that has to be made, Father. In the name of the Lord, we bind every hindrance that would confront them. We ask, God, that you would quicken them by your power and that it would be demonstrated in their task of leadership. Cause them to be upright and sensitive in the assignments, Father, for which you have ordained for them to walk. Father God, you said in your word that the powers that be are ordained by you. So we thank you, God, for ordaining. We thank you, God, for equipping. We thank you, Father God, for just imparting instruction, God. Oh, God, and we give you thanks and we give you honor. We give you glory, Father God, and we give you praise, Father God. And we ask, oh, God, that you would teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord God, we thank you that you are empowering us to be end-time warriors, God. So cause us to use your weapons, God, against the enemy effectively according to your word, Father. We know, God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we thank you, Lord God, that all of our enemies, God, you are pulling down. Lord, bless you. Thank you. I have every outside of our song. Father God, by stealth or undetected, name of God. Father God, make us aware and make us keen in spirit. Father God, keep your leaders, keep keen, God. Oh God, and aware of their surroundings, Father God, because your word declares you know those that labor among us, Father. So we ask, God, that as you give insight and as you give wisdom, Father God, we would know how to proceed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would cleanse our temples and drive out any thief, oh God, from our lives. God, we lift up a standard against any flood that the enemy would try to bring into our lives. Oh, Father God, we cast and we bind out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of the Lord. We bind and we rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of the Lord. Father God, we rebuke and cast out the fog like spirits of our eyes. God, we break off the fellowship of the devils through sin. We cast out the name of the Lord. And all the devils are just ask you to expose it to help my eyes in the name of Father, thank you right now for exposing oh my God, the power of the enemy, the pride of the enemy, support every plan of the enemy, every thought of the enemy. You Moloch spirit that has been assigned to abort our destinies in Jesus' name. Father, give us strength, God, to bring forth our destiny. Father, that we will walk in the destiny that you have ordained for us to walk in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against every antichrist spirit, God, because we know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So, God, we loose ourselves from every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us not operate in any wrong spirit. Oh, Father God, so we thank you, God, for truth. We thank you for truth from the word of God. We thank you for light, God. We thank you for strength. Oh, God, we thank you for hope. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love. We thank you for mercy. Oh, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are loose, God. Oh, God, your people are loose from every spirit of whoredoms in the name of Jesus. God, let us have a walk, God. Oh, God, that's in excellence and integrity, Father God. We will take heed, God, to your word, Father God. We will obey your word, Father God, at all times, Father God. So, God, we thank you, God, that you are stirring us up to do your will, Father, that we will complete your will, God, that we will completely walk in the will of God. We thank you right now, God. So we reject, God, all false apostolic ministries in the name of the Lord. We reject all false prophetic ministries in the name of the Lord Jesus. We reject all false teaching ministries in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you expose, God, falsehood and error, God, in Jesus' name. We reject every false vision and every false prophetic word that's been released, God, in the atmosphere. Oh, God, we bind the enemy. We bind the deceiver from releasing any deception into our lives, God. We bind and we cast out all spirits of self-deception in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bind and we cast out any spirit of sorcery, God, that would deceive us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let no man deceive your people, Father God. Let us not be bewitched, Father God. Oh, God, leaders, God, that have been bewitched, God, that have been under the thumb of sorcery and witchcraft, Father God, we pray, God, that you will totally abort, oh, God, the enemy's plan, the enemy's schemes, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you and we're giving you praise right now. We're giving you honor and we're giving you glory, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We bind and we cast out any spirit of Absalom that would try to steal our hearts from God, from your ordained leadership, Father God. Oh, my God, we're thanking you, God, that you're building up walls of protection, Father God. Oh, God, we love you today and we appreciate you for your word, God. Your word is life. Your word is truth. And, God, you help us, Father God, to walk in all of your word. Help us, God, to take your word and let it be food for our souls. Hear it, God, in the name of God. The maid servant sleep, God, at the sleep of God, and they lay down with God, God, in their, God.
us.
Thank God for guiding us, God. We thank you for guiding us continually, leading us into all truth, God. We guide us, God. Oh, God, we ask us to guide us. Are facing, oh God, hard decisions, tough decisions. Oh Father God, we thank you right now, God. Lead us in a point path, God, both of our enemies. Oh God, according to your word. Father, send out your light, God, God. Oh God, lead us in truth, Father God. Oh God, God, we thank you for simplicity in your word, Father God. That, oh God, we will, God, take Father God, because your word is something. It's easy to digest, Father God. So help us, God, teach instruction, God, how to study the word, God. We will be obedient, Father God. And God, give us ears to hear according to the Holy Ghost. Be sharp in the Holy Ghost, Father God. Keep us, God, in the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now. Father God, pray for those that have today. Pray for families, God, that have lost loved ones, God. We pray for the Houston family today. We pray for the Crown family. Day. We pray, Father God, that as they not complete, Father, you, God, Bishop, Father, touch him today. Father God, you minister through this man. Oh God, let the word go forth. Let it go forth in power. Let it go forth as an unction of the Holy Spirit. That in him it poison for life. Okay? Power of the Holy Spirit. Let the souls come into the kingdom of God. Let souls be delivered, not by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. Thank God in the land, because we yet know God. True God. So let's be God. Father God, I subject you, Father God. Oh God. Keep Bible in our soul. Bible in our home. Keep Bible in our ministry. God, thank you right now for what you're doing. God, continue to have your way. Oh, my God. Thank you. Great. Honor. Father, those come again. Oh, God. Yes, we thank you.
And the sinuses, the mouth and the tongue and the feet and feet in the name of Jesus. God, we loose ourselves from all heart attacks. Root is in fear. Oh God, in Jesus' name. And we command all spirits of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we loose Oh, God, we loose ourselves from cancer rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness, resentment and slander of the tongue, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, if there are those that need to forgive, we pray, God, that forgiveness would take place in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, all roots of bitterness and anger and hatred, oh, my God, and resentment be broken, be destroyed in the name of the Lord. God, we thank you that we're loose from lupus, rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt, and we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. I speak against rheumatoid arthritis that's rooted in self-hatred, low self-esteem, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we loose, oh, God, sinus problems that's rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we loose high blood pressure that's rooted in fear and anxiety. We command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that, oh, God, you're loosing asthma right now that's rooted in fear from relationships, concerning relationships, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you're strengthening the weakened immune system, oh, God, that's been rooted in a broken spirit or a broken heart, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for loosing all strokes, Father God, that's been rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, self-hatred, oh, God, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord. I speak against bone diseases that's been rooted in envy and jealousy in Jesus' name, and I command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that as these prayers go forth, Father God, that people would hear, oh, God, and that they would begin to stretch out their faith, Father God, and receive, oh, my God, in the name of the Lord. Father God, forgive those, God, that have been allowing any fear, any guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness and bitterness, any sin or pride or rebellion that's been opened through doors, God, to any sickness or infirmity in the name of Jesus. We renounce it now in Jesus' name. Close these doors, Father God. Oh, God, help these doors to be closed. Father God, give your people ear to hear, oh, God, in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and we bind and we cast out any spirits of infirmity that is coming to the lives of the people through witchcraft, in Jesus' name. Any curses that's been spoken over the people of God right now, God, we break those curses. We destroy those curses according to your word, Father God. We take authority over the enemy right now, and we're thanking you for healing. We thank you for life. We thank you for resurrection life. We thank you that Jesus has given us life, and that more abundantly, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for immune systems to be strengthened in the name of the Lord. We thank you, God, that you're renewing, oh God, the youth, like youths, God, that they were soar, that your people were soar as eagles, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're healing of all diseases, God. We're thanking you that you're restoring health, oh God, to our countenances, Father God. We thank you now that you're giving back virtue, God. You're giving back strength right now in the bodies, God, both spiritually, both physically, both emotionally, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor, God, and we give you glory. We magnify in your name right now, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we will stay armed, God. We will keep the armor on, Father God. We will keep our helmet of salvation on, that it will cover our mind, cover our thought processes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we have on the breastplate of righteousness, oh my God, that covers the heart, that covers that important organ, Father God, that nothing will touch our heart or pierce our heart that would cause bitterness, that would cause unforgiveness, that would cause hatred, Father God. But we will walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that our loins are girt about with truth. God, the belt of truth is around our waist, that we will walk in truth. We will talk truth. We will live truth, Father God, according to your word. We thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that, Father, your men and women servants that are carrying the gospel gospel would do so forth and would go forth, God, in boldness, would go forth in strength, Father God. Oh, my God. It would go forth in obedience, Father. God, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor and every teacher, every minister of the gospel, every elder, every lay member, every psalmist, every usher, oh God, every intercessor, every warrior, the people of God as a whole would go forth in the strength of the Lord, taking up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying in the Holy Ghost, because, God, we're built up when we pray in the Holy Ghost. So, God, we thank you, God, that you're equipping your people today. Equip your men servants, your maid servants, your handmaids, oh, God. Equip us, oh, God, as never before to go forth in the power and unction of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your word today. Help us to live your word. Help us to pray your word. Help us to walk in your word, God. Oh, my God, because the enemy is only defeated by the word of God. Jesus, as you declared and decreed the word, Father God, help us to do the same. Help us to decree your word. Help us to declare your word. Oh, God, we thank you for strengthening today. We thank you, Father God, for arming up your people. Keep us on alert, Father. Help your people to watch as well as pray, that we enter not into temptation or sin, God, but help us, Father God, to be the warriors that you're calling for us to be. Father, we're thanking you now. We thank you, God, for the blessing of the Lord, because we know the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow. So we thank you, God, that, oh God, your word declares that you want us to be in health and prosper as our soul prospers. Help us to prosper in you, Father. Help us, oh God, that all that you give, we give back to you. That, Father, we will keep you first in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes, on our jobs, in our ministries. That, Father, your plan, your will would go forth. Help us to walk in the destiny that you called us to walk in. God, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor for all that you're doing. Continue to be Lord, Father God. Continue, God, to watch over your word and perform it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we humble ourselves and pray, as we turn from our wicked ways, we thank you, God, that we will hear from heaven. You will heal the land in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you for this season of prayer. Continue to strengthen and keep us in your will. We thank you now for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. We will never cease to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, stay encouraged in the Lord. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. And he is working all things out for you just because he cares, just because he loves you. We thank God for the strengthening of the Lord. We pray that you will continue to tune in to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of formerly Women of Power Ministries. We still have Women of Power Ministries, but also Set Free Outreach Ministries. And we thank God for this avenue of ministry. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that God loves you and he cares. Our time is gone for now. Tune in. We will be back again on our next broadcast where we'll be sharing a timely word with you. Stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you again and he cares. Amen. If you want more information about our ministry, we will give that just shortly. God bless you, beloved. We love you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.